You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Let's see. Oh, good. Some new emojis on the way.
All right.
That made my day a lot happier. I don't know why my Android phone, I don't know why some stuff disappeared. And now I have flags of every country in the world, but I have no thumbs up and no middle finger. And that's all I really want. Because that's a great response to anybody for any reason.
Either, yeah, that covers it, doesn't it?
Either the thumbs up or the middle finger. That would cover almost any situation. But they're gone. But I have street signs and flags of every country. Why?
Yeah, the flag of Mozambique, not as versatile as a thumbs up.
No, I just don't need that. I need the middle finger and the thumbs up. And maybe one smiley face with hearts in the eyes or something. Just something sweet. But no, all this other nonsense I don't need. Well, I guess this will be on the freaking iPhone, which will be, yeah, they'll only be, at least to start, on phones with, I don't know what these words mean, iOS 11.1. Among the new, so tell me why we need these. A hat, scarf, gloves, and trench coat.
So you can dress frosty as a flashing pervert?
New food icons include broccoli.
What?
Dim sum. What again? Pie and a takeout container. So we're going to end up not being able to speak in words. We'll have pictures for every word we have to say. A takeout container and a picture of dim sum. Okay. There are also new characters, a fairy, a mermaid, a vampire, and a wizard.
Wait a minute. Didn't we have those show up in a story about new emojis like 2 years ago? Because we made jokes about fairy, demon, dragon, wizard things.
I don't know. I don't remember and I don't care. But to combine a mermaid and a broccoli piece and a middle finger would be a lot to say. They also have the American Sign Language hand sign for I love you.
Okay.
Which is sweet, I suppose, but when will that come in handy? Can't you type out I love you? It's eight letters with two spaces. Or just put a heart on it, you lazy bastard.
Right.
No word yet on the exact release date, but we'll sure keep you posted.
All right.
Not. I don't know what this is or why it's necessary.
But I guess those three icons are faster than typing mermaids hate broccoli.
So if people cannot see, no, if they can't speak or hear and they use sign language, do they count extra on emojis to make their point?
I wouldn't see why they would have to if it's a text message. You do exactly. Not have to be able to hear or speak to utilize text message.
So is this some kind of a pandering concession to those that cannot speak or hear with one sign language thing, I love you? Why not expand and give us some more options that are funnier or more effective?
All I know is I'm pissed because I can't find broccoli on mine.
Well, because it isn't there yet. It is not yet, so there's it's not going to be there'll be some breaking news somewhere when these clowns put this out. Let's see what else did I mark. The movies over the weekend, there were high expectations for Blade Runner 2049. They were not met. 31.5 mil is okay, but not what they had hoped from Harrison Ford and Ryan Reynolds, or whatever his name is. The Mountain Between Us, I have no idea what it was, and it made $10 million. It is still going. It was top three, but only with $9 million. A real letdown for My Little Pony, the movie. That's been around for 25 years.
Yes.
So do little girls still care about that?
I think so.
Or is this bunch of guys who go in groups to see this because they have some strange perved out attraction to it.
One of the voice actors for that cartoon showed up at the Memphis Comic and Fantasy Con as the special guest, I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of young girls in the crowd eager to talk and be at his panels and
okay.
talk to them. So
well,
it's still a thing for girls.
It sounds rather freakish, but anyway. Kingsman, The Golden Circle, or it is, American Made, which appeared to be, what was that movie?
That was the Tom Cruise
yes.
as the pilot.
Yes, that was a complete stiff. The Lego Movie, Victoria and Abdul, I don't know. And the rest of this just seems to be a complete waste of time.
That one you didn't know, The Mountain Between Us, you didn't know because it's not a sequel or a remake.
Okay.
So, like you said, it may be some nice story that we'll hear about on cable
well,
soon.
Well, these movies that are good will be on HBO or on something eventually, and we'll be able to see them then. Otherwise, people aren't going to movies. I will suggest to you that if you have HBO and have a couple of hours, it may be even more than that. There is an extremely well-done breakdown on the life and the filmmaking career of Steven Spielberg. Just incredible. And it begins, I'm not sure that I saw the beginning of it, but they cover Jaws and then Close Encounters and how they made that. And that movie to me is still one of the most powerful things he has done ever. And he talked about the challenges in doing that. That movie is 30-something years old.
39.
And it took a lot of hard work and effects that didn't even exist to make that film. Then he went on, he made a real mistake and got cocky with 1941 with Belushi and Aykroyd, and it was a complete and utter bomb, which hurt him for a long time. And then he came back with E.T., which is an all-time, that will never, that was just, just one of those films that will be loved forever. Then he went on to Indiana Jones
right.
with George Lucas because they had a budget and he gotten a really bad name for going over budget and being slow. So he got this one chance to make that movie and it was a hit. There have been three since then, I guess.
Right.
Then you go on and you forget how many movies this guy made. He made all these, big, space type films. And then there were dinosaurs, The Color Purple. I had totally spaced that and the power that film had. Then his adventure, into the Holocaust, Schindler's List, which was that movie for me is still really hard to watch. It was so, so dark, which is the point, obviously.
Right.
But what a masterwork. And then it goes on, and you forget all the films he was involved in. But this is on HBO. It began, I think, Friday night, and it's on a whole lot. So you can probably find it at some point. But if you like movies and to see behind the scenes of how some of this stuff was done is really, really cool. And he's a very interesting man and a humble guy and just a genius. And that word is overused, but he is indeed a really, really smart guy. So that's on, and other shows are on. The third episode of Mike Judge's Tales from the Tour Bus was on last night. And it was episode one of George Jones and Tammy Wynette. You got to see some of this stuff. If you think that the rock stars of this current day and the days gone by or a bunch of wild, hard-drinking, cocaine-doing badasses, they were a bunch of babies. You bring in Johnny Paycheck and Jerry Lee Lewis and George Jones, and the rest of these guys were a bunch of wusses. And they were fearless, crazy, crazy, hard-drinking, would-do-anything people. And Mike Judge has gone back and gotten the people that are alive still, that were in their lives at that time. And he retells these stories. And it's part animation and part not. But you got to see it, though. It's a Showtime production, I think. But it some of it is just laugh out loud funny. And the way it's done is unique. But George Jones, God, this guy was a trip. The old possum was a lunatic. Not that Paycheck and that Jerry Lee weren't. But some of the stories they tell, he really enjoyed his whiskey and would just take off and disappear. And there was, he took off one night and said, I'll be back later. I'm going for, he just vanished for 2 or 3 or 4 days. And he picked up this black guy on the side of the road who was hitchhiking. Now, I guess this is the 50s or the 60s. And a white guy to do that was likely in the South a bit unusual. I have no idea what the vibe was or the occasion. But he picks this guy up and he asked him where he was going. And the guy kept saying, 4 miles. And so he'd drive for 4 miles and say, are we here yet? And he's, no, I'm going to 4 miles. And so they kept driving. And they kept driving. And they drove all night. And finally, he understood that the guy was saying Fort Myers.
Oh.
So he drove him all the way to Fort Myers. And got out of the car. And this guy, I guess they had some cocktails in the car. They weren't cocktails. It was a bottle of, you know, Jack. And so he gave this guy some money because the guy didn't have any money. He was just you know, poor dude. And so he gave him some money and he kept 20 bucks to put back in the gas tank to get back home because he had driven this guy over 500 miles.
Wow.
So when he got back home and they said, where the hell have you been? He said, I drove this guy and I gave him all of my money. I need some more money. And I'm sure that I heard this right. But when he left his house that night to take off on this journey, he had 25 grand in his pocket.
And he gave.
So he gave this guy about $24,000 at least and kept 20 for gas for the ride home. And I thought, if that's true, and why would it not be? One time he was somewhere and just got blind, running, drunk, and got a horse and rode into a bar. And that was just how these guys rolled back then. So all these hard rock guys who are all such badasses, you ain't nothing when it comes to the old possum and to Jerry Lee and to Johnny Paycheck and Waylon and all those guys and Willie and that bunch. Those were some outlaws boys right there. We'll do a break and come back.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
Here's something that is important. The animal shelter, a gentleman passed away over the weekend that owned 24 dogs. This was not some nut job. I guess he had some acreage and some dogs. And if I had room, I'd have 100 of them. But this gentleman had 24 dogs. They are apparently middle-sized critters, mixes, many of them, some collies and some shepherds. And this guy had them all spayed and neutered, and they were loved and cared for, and he died, and the doggies are sad, and they're at the animal shelter. So if you want to help the shelter out, these folks do all they can to get these dogs home. They do not want to have to put them to sleep. So do the right thing if you can and help them out at the animal services place, which Sid has put up there, I guess, on our Facebook page and at drakeinthemorning.com. You can find out more about this. But These pups need somebody to love them and take care of them. So thank God we have dogs. They can't talk, at least. And that is a blessing beyond all the other fine things they bring to us every day. They're sweet. And they don't say a freaking word. Well, but they're still loud, though, and noisy.
Sure, in different ways.
I'm going to have to get some muzzles for one of them who's about 8 pounds of hell. Hey, oh. Dino, little prick. he's a monster. But anyway, our puppies are important to us, so these folks need your help. Help them out if you can, all right? What other ridiculousness have I kept here? I'm about done talking about anybody or anything. This is an interesting thing, though. And there was also a story this morning. I couldn't sleep, so about 3:45, I got up. And the CBS News comes on incrementally. They do different kind of versions of stuff. And I believe on Monday, they run the CBS Sunday Morning Show in part between three and four.
Yeah, because I'm up a little earlier than you, and I see that sometimes they will replay some of the long-form things from CBS Sunday Morning.
Well, they had a piece on Tom Petty that was, it was pretty much all the same things. It was a very sweet and very heartfelt, and the guy that was the host of the piece was obviously moved, like many of us were, by Tommy's passing. And this was mentioned, and I heard this for the first time, and I only caught a small part of it. And my wife just sent me a text that said this came out maybe after the autopsy. And God, I hate that word. That means that somebody's dead. But if you notice, and if you had heard, because a buddy of mine had seen him in the past month or so, and he was limping. And if you watch American Girl, the last song of that tour, he's the last one off the stage, and he is limping pretty badly. He had a fractured hip, and nobody knew it. He did not want to cancel any shows, so he kept playing on this broken hip. Now, what kind of damage that does to a man that age, I don't know. But it's always said that when older folks, and he was not in that category, if you fall and you break your hip, in many cases, that's a sign that you're on the way out. I don't know how that hip bone connects to your heart bone, and what it leads to and why you die. But I can't imagine that fractured hip is what led to him going into heart failure. I don't know, but maybe it does. I have no idea. But last week, I think we all kept kind of searching for the answers to some kind of a service and what the plans were. And this didn't come out, I don't believe, till yesterday. But some news story had a thing saying that they had done the autopsy and that he could now be released to his family. Just what a horrible thing to keep talking about. But now they could plan services and do all that stuff. And likely after he has been interred or been cremated or whatever the plan is, they will have some answer as to why he went into cardiac arrest, which is when your heart, the bottom part of your heart, because I have asked about this, the top part of your heart, if you have AFib and things, that's what kind of flutters and stuff. But the bottom part is if that stops working, it just stops. And you got about 2 minutes to bring somebody back. And that could not be accomplished. And so the rest, as they say, sadly, is history. So we'll find out if this, hip thing, if by some odd chance that was, part of this, that is really, really unfortunate that he kept playing on a broken hip. But on stage, though, he didn't limp.
Nope.
That's why it's and that's a pro right there.
Adrenaline will do a lot for you.
Yeah, yeah. He was just, you know, fired up, and he kept playing. And one buddy of mine had said that he was arthritic, and he was hurting. And I thought, well, okay. But he sure, you sure couldn't tell it on stage. But if his hip was busted, that's why he was limping. And I presume that he knew that it was limping, or that it was, you know, cracked, or
right,
whatever the case may be. So we'll be hearing more about that, I'm sure. But let's just hope and pray we have a week of peace, of, you know, some kind, and no more tragedy. And no, well, I don't know. That may be asking way too much, considering what's going on with world politics, and threats and crazy leaders of the world, of which we have, well, let's just say several. We'll just leave it at that. Tomorrow, our good friends Kyle Veazey will be here, and David Waters as well. We always enjoy seeing them. Kyle's from the city. He works for the mayor's office. And Mr. Waters writes beautifully about many things in the commercial appeal. Wednesday, Shea Flynn, he's been on some mission someplace, so he'll be here Wednesday. Lawyer Bill is back on Thursday to answer your questions about legal messes and such. And the editor of the Flyer, Bruce Van Weingarten, will join us on Thursday too, as these gentlemen always do. The Sleep Number Bed people got some great TV ads on that are showing you pictures of, oh, some of their new beds. They have the one that will sense your every move all night and adjust to you as you sleep and warm your feet and do all these cool things. If your partner snores, you can elevate their head, and that will stop some of that stuff. So these beds, they're just the best, and these folks get better all the time. In their 31st year, I believe, they just keep adding on to all the great beds they offer, and pillows and other things that are a part of the Sleep Number experience. Only at one of their stores can you find these beds. Wolf Chase and Settle Creek, and in South Haven too. You will have improved sleep, we assure you, with these beds. My number's 100. You can stop by now. They cost about the same as the usual mattresses do, but they last twice as long. And most folks that buy one tell their friends, and then they buy them too. Right now they have some great offers on various beds, some great markdowns, plus a plan to finance that bed for you and free home delivery. So go for it. That ends today, so get it done. Today you get all this money saved and get it financed and have it brought to your house. That's that simple. Just go by any of the stores. They have no, it's all their stores, not any bed store, just them, or sleepnumber.com for further information. You can go by and visit. Tonight, or today, there are 4 baseball games on. All the playoffs are on. The AL games, 2-1, each of those. Cleveland is up, and so is Houston. And then we will watch the Cubs today. But the NL series are tied at 1 apiece. The Cubs play at 3, I believe. Just check your paper. After that, the Diamondbacks and Dodgers play in Arizona. So there you go. Those are the games. There's football tonight, and then tomorrow, who knows what every day will bring. We'll find out. Coming up, the dumbasses of this day. We will have them. They're pretty funny, and we'll get those on for you, and we will return later with, tomorrow and all week long, Foo Fighters tickets will get you some of those all week long too, all right?
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.